Hello and welcome to the programme. You can visit the website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney. So we've a great show ahead of us today. Aidan Elan is here with me in studio, and standing at the level crossing at the Lansdowne Road Dart Station is Niall Hatch, Terry Flanagan, Richard Collins and Barry Kenny from Éireann Road Éireann. This is a specially recorded programme on Sunday morning. I want to say hello now to Aina Nilana. Aina, have you been on the dart recently?
I haven't been on the dart recently. I was on the dart last year. I go in the summertime out to Bray. I bring the kids out. I have grandchildren and I get to mind them for a while, and I bring them out to Bray on the dart for the thrill of going on the dart. And then when we get to Bray, we go on the hurdy-gurdies.
The hurdy-gurdies, Aina.
Yeah, the hurdy-gurdies are great. Have you never been on the hurdy-gurdies?
Well, I've been on the hurdy-gurdies. That's about as old-fashioned as the word haberdashery.
Oh, no, it isn't. There's hurdy-gurdies in Tramore. My son was on to me sending me pictures of his own children, my grandchildren in Kilrush. They're there on the holidays and they're going on the hurdy-gurdies.
Now, where do you get on? Because you live in Terranure. Where do you get on the dart?
I get on the dart usually around Sandymount, that stop there, and then off we go.
Off the Bray and then back to Sandymount.
Back to Sandymount, which means I don't get as far as Lansdowne because I wouldn't be going.
So when is the last time you travelled to Lansdowne or through Lansdowne?
Yeah, I don't think I ever did. The dart is not there forever. When I used to go to Lansdowne Road when I was in college, there was no dart. It was just the main line to Wexford, the train.
Well, the dart celebrated 40 years last year. 1984 is when it started operation.
I was in college and going to rugby matches and the like in the 70s, and there wasn't a Lansdowne dart then. No, but I'll have to go on it now because, I mean, obviously, if there's lovely murals to be seen on the walls, I really will have to go
and
see
them. You will have to
go.
That's what we're talking about today. Because now, if you get off at Lansdowne Road, if you're going to a sporting event or a concert, or if you're just travelling via Lansdowne Road on the dart, if you've got an eagle eye, just look out and you'll see on one end of the stadium wall, you will see, it's the west stand, you will see a sparrow hawk. And then if you're coming from the city centre now and you're travelling out to Bray, that direction, as you travel through the tunnel, you'll see another mural all the way. You can't get out. Obviously, you're on the train and it's a cat running through gardens. And then you come at the other end where the level crossing is and you see a giant mural of a red fox. And it's truly spectacular. Now, I haven't actually used the dart through Lansdowne Road myself recently. The last time was 1986. I used to take the dart every morning to Dunleary and back for 2 years when I was doing my Leaving Cert out in Dunleary and back again because I lived in Donnybrook. But I haven't been through that station for a while. But I've walked by it, so I've seen the mural many times. It's absolutely fantastic. And foxes and sparrowhawks are doing really well in the urban environment, Aina,
aren't
they?
Yeah. I mean, the fox, for example, Dublin has the greatest number of urban foxes in Europe and probably in the world. I mean, I know this because I've been doing it for the update of my new Wild Dublin book.
How many of those have you brought out?
I know, Wild Dublin came out in 2008, and that's 17 years ago. So I thought it really should be updated. So O'Brien Press have agreed that this is the case. We've done all the work on it and it's coming out now in September. You'll be hearing more about
next month.
That's next month. But in that, I have updated how the situation is with wildlife in the previous 17 years. And amazingly, many, many things have actually improved. I mean, people always think everything's getting worse and awful all the time. But Dublin City, with its 1 million population, has a huge amount of wildlife. In fact, we have new species that we didn't have in 2008.
Okay, so you say the urban fox is thriving.
The urban fox is thriving. We have great spotted woodpeckers breeding in the Phoenix Park and seen in Bushy Park as well.
They came in the late 2000s.
We have comma butterflies, which weren't here when I wrote the book in 2008. And things are doing well, too, that maybe weren't doing so well before. I mean, the quality of the water in Dublin City is good because all our sewage goes off down to Ringsend. And so the number of otters in the rivers has greatly improved. And some of our rivers have lots of otters. In fact, so many are there in the 11 rivers that flow into Dublin Bay that I have put an otter on the cover of this new edition. A very nice picture of an otter on the cover.
Oh, so well, maybe Barry Kenny, when he's listening, might get the idea to put an otter up as one of the murals along the line, because they're opening a new station as we're recording this today at Woodbrook between Shankill and Bray. They're opening that new station just to put this
rivers
programme
down there as well. And
in
the otter in Dublin City will forage on the shoreline as well, which it doesn't always do, but it will do in Dublin. So these are all wonderful things. But the foxes are great. I mean, there's everybody. I mean, the postman sees them, the milkman sees them, the fellow who delivers my paper announces. In fact, the milkman has to hang my stuff up on the door now, because otherwise the foxes will run away with my milk and butter if he has them hanging up on the door away from
And that. A lot of people are feeding them now. now. As you know, if you listened to the programme last week, we featured Martin and Rathfarnham. Terry and Niall were there. He had foxes and badgers coming in. But can I just emphasise, he was just leaving out enough food to whet the appetite sort of thing. Not too much that it would deter them from doing their normal foraging. Yeah, and also, he didn't want food left over for rodents to be coming in.
Well, mind you, the foxes are supposed to be eating the rodents. They've been feeding.
Yeah, well, I know. I'm very happy to have them behind my back wall because I back onto the Airfield Trust. And there's definitely foxes in there. And I'm delighted to see them in the garden, I have to say. I don't feed them, though. I'm not encouraging people to feed them. We were just reporting on what somebody was actually doing last week.
The trouble with foxes in Dublin, if you like, what the restriction is to where they will breed. So, you know, the foxes, they have the young cubs. And then if people feed them, then they all have loads of food. And then they all survive. And there isn't place for them then to go to have breeding territory. And they're disorientated walking around during the day, getting into trouble with cars and everything else. So one is upsetting the balance of nature by feeding the foxes. I mean, people see them skinny and with mange and they're sorry for them and all, but that's the way nature is. I mean, that's what happens. And of course, we feed the sparrowhawks as well, even though we don't know we are doing this, by putting out our bird tables. And the little birds feed on those, and the sparrowhawk comes leaping over the hedge and grabs those as well too, delighted with themselves at easy pickings. So it's very hard to live in a city and not interact with the wildlife. So it's great to see, as you're telling me, Derek, that there's this wonderful mural celebrating urban wildlife. I can't wait to go. Can we spend the profits of the programme and get a dart ticket each and go? Or I have to pay for it out of my own money.
All right. Thank you very much indeed, Aina.